CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg, who writes political economics. He's in London, where it's chilly. It's chilly across the northern tier of Europe, to Poland, into Russia. It's chilly and going to stay chilly for a few days. There was a bomb in November, not so here. And the European Union, having successfully managed an oil price cap for seaborne oil from Russia and enforcing it successfully, now comes to a so-called spar over natural gas prices. The headline out of Brussels: European energy ministers clashed again over a proposal for an emergency cap on natural gas prices that has divided the continent's response to Russia. The proposal would set a limit on month-ahead prices of the European Union's main trading hub and was put forward last month by the executive body, the European Commission. Joe, once again, the Europeans are trying to manage a crisis that they're not prepared for. Now they want to cap the price, and the complaint is it's being capped too high. In other words, we can't afford it. What is your measure? I want to flatter them, Joe, because they achieved the oil price cap, the thing that is biting into Russia's future. But right now, they're arguing over energy resources. If I understand it, they've got enough to get by this winter, but not next winter and the winter after. So what is your reading of their plans ahead? Are they hoping? Because we know that's not a plan.
Well, hope is their plan, because you're absolutely right. It now seems reasonably clear that they will do okay this winter. I think that they used the summer to fill up their stockpiles, their storage facilities, especially with natural gas, is the real problem here. So I think that they are going to get through this winter. But the problem is that a lot of that storage was filled with natural gas that they were buying from Russia, and that is almost certainly not going to be an option next summer. And I don't think that they necessarily are going to have the infrastructure in place that they would need to import natural gas from places other than Russia in large enough quantities next spring and summer in order to avoid problems in the winter of 2023-24. So you definitely have that problem looming on the horizon. And, you know, against that backdrop, the energy policy debate across Europe is still very thin compared to what it should be. I mean, a lot of focus on renewables like wind and solar, which aren't really suitable to meeting Europe's energy needs in the way that proponents of those technologies claim. Not enough discussion about things like domestic production, because you know, countries like Germany have shale gas under the ground that they could be extracting via fracking, except that they absolutely refuse to discuss that. You know, aside from some signs that they are just at a very early stage of having that kind of argument, it is still at an early stage. They're years away from doing anything about it. And the natural gas molecules have to come from somewhere. And so I think that right now Europe's solution is to hope for the best and as much as possible avoid talking about this vexing question of where that somewhere might be.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. We're headed to the United States because there's news here about inflation. It's not terrible, but it's not good. And what is to be done with the Federal Reserve speaking tomorrow, 24 hours from now, about the road ahead? I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.